Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
GitHub Copilot has a new competitor in town. Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about a new project that Google has unveiled, which I think is going to give GitHub Copilot a run for their money. And this is kind of the first space that we've seen a really major tech player jump in the arena with Microsoft, who, of course, is the owner of GitHub and GitHub Copilot. And we're seeing some really strong competition. So let's dive into it. So this latest project out of Google is called IDX. And essentially, this is an AI-infused browser-based development platform that is suitable for creating full-stack web and multi-platform applications. So the platform currently accommodates a couple different popular frameworks, including Angular, Flutter, Next.js, React, and Vue, and then also, I think, Svelte. But it also integrates languages like JavaScript, Dart, and there's, you know, a little bit of news that pretty soon they're going to start supporting Python, Go, and then a few others. So interestingly enough, I think Google chose not to start from scratch by creating a new IDE. They've actually built project IDX on the backbones of the open source Visual Studio Code. So this strategic move, I think, really allowed Google's engineers to kind of use their energy towards integrating Kodi, which is a foundational model based on Google's Palm 2. And they specifically tailored it for programming tasks. So the integration of Kodi into IDX brings with it the ability of smart code completion and an intelligent chatbot, which is very similar to ChatGPT and Google Bard. And this chatbot really stands ready to help developers with generic, with some like very generic stuff, and then also some very content-specific coding queries. So they're really starting to extend its utility to get complex code and even prompting users to add contextual code actions such as inserting comments. So in an official statement, the IDX team shared their vision, and this is what they said, quote, "We spend a lot of time writing code, and recent advances in AI have created big opportunities to make that time more productive. With Project IDX, we're exploring how Google's innovation in AI, including the Kodi and Palm 2 models that power StudioBot in Android Studio, Duet in Google Cloud, and beyond, can not only expedite the coding process, but also elevate code quality." So given its kind of cloud-centric nature, it doesn't come as a surprise that Project IDX is really seamlessly integrated into Google's Firebase hosting and also Google Cloud Functions. And developers can also really smoothly transition existing code from GitHub repositories. So moreover, every IDX workspace is equipped with a Linux-based virtual machine. And in the pipeline are embedded simulators for Android and iOS. So all accessibility, all of this is really accessible directly from your browser, which a lot of people are really interested in and really excited about, you know, versus having to download something onto your computer and run a software where you're doing this. A lot of different coding environments, you know, that is the case. This is kind of interesting because this is directly on your browser. And I think this, for one, kind of signals the move from a lot of kind of computer-based software to more cloud-based software. I mean, I, for one, am a big fan. I personally kind of hate downloading things on my computer and, you know, relying on my computer's RAM and memory to run stuff. I know people probably have more souped-up computers than myself, and so that isn't as much of a problem. But I think for a lot of people, this is going to be awesome. In addition to just the fact that, you know, no matter where you go, you log into your account. If it's cloud-based, it's very easy to transition stuff around. So the cloud-based aspect of that is quite appealing. And I think that they've actually gotten some feedback from some early testers on this, and there's kind of a mixture of optimism and caution. So preliminary reviews suggest that while IDX chatbot functions are promising, its integration with the source code appears to be somewhat loose. So I think there are limitations such as the inability to, you know, directly tweak the code and also a lack of awareness regarding the user's selected tool within the editor. However, I think Google is quick to emphasize that this is just kind of at the very beginning stages, and the IDX team is poised to roll out a whole bunch of new features and capabilities as the project starts to mature. So I think in a landscape where platforms like GitHub's Copilot and Amazon's Code Whisperer are already, you know, offering AI-enhanced coding utilities, Google's kind of first step into the full-stack development field introduces a really new perspective. Both GitHub with Code Spaces and Amazon with AWS Cloud 9 are already in the game, essentially, with their cloud-based development environments. And so I think Google jumping in is a really big move, and I think Google also brings to the table its Cloud Code IDE plugins, which potentially could enable Kodi's integration into almost all leading IDEs, which I think is a really big deal. So while Project IDX serves as, it's kind of like a testament to Google's AI abilities for the developer community, I think it does remain a topic of interest whether this is actually going to evolve into the go-to IDE for developers for all of their different development needs, or if this is going to be something that just doesn't quite keep up with competitors and gets pushed to the wayside and ends up on the, you know, the Twitter handle, you know, killed by Google. So I think it'll be interesting to see where this goes, but I really do think this is healthy for the environment as a whole. You know, we already have Amazon, we already have Microsoft in this game, and I think getting another player, Google, in this is always healthy, and we're going to see some really good competition, and hopefully these tools progress to a point where they're incredibly powerful and incredibly useful for developers. So I, for one, am excited about this, and this is definitely an area I'll continue to follow.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIbox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150, and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.